there was a rabbinical student who spent many, many years studying in yeshiva, in rabbinical school, and he passed every single one of his tests with flying colors. However, he did not yet know what was in store for him. He went into the office and he was told, "You know, son, you have one test left. You have to give a sermon." So the boy thought for a moment and began to snicker. "Okay, I can give a sermon." He said, "No, you don't understand. This sermon will be this upcoming Shabbos, and there will be no notes, and we'll pick the topic." "So, what's the topic about?" "Well, see, sir, that's the thing. We're not going to tell you the topic. We'll have a piece of paper strategically put on top of the podium, and you will walk there, and you will have 2 seconds after looking at the information on that piece of paper, you will have to give a sermon based on that topic." "Okay." As nervous as he was, he realized, based on his training, perhaps he could do it. Perhaps he could give the sermon of his life. And that Shabbos came, and certainly he was nervous, anticipating what is on this piece of paper. What is the topic? He walked up the stairs, and faced the kehillah, and picked up the piece of paper. He couldn't believe it. It was blank. There was nothing on the paper. He thought for a moment, "Well, perhaps I picked up the paper on the wrong side. Maybe the title's on the other side of the paper." So he flipped it over. But sure enough, that side was blank too. There was nothing written at all on that paper. The boy, without hesitation, picked up this blank piece of paper and showed it to the congregants. And he said, "Nothing on this side, nothing on that side. Out of nothing did God create the heavens and the earth." And he began to continue to give a wonderful, beautiful sermon. This Rosh Hashanah, we'll read about 4 biblical figures. 4 biblical figures who have something unique, something in common. They all share a common phenomenon. Their names, Hagar, the 2 lads, 2 Na'arim, and finally, Avraham Avinu. We begin with Hagar, which we read based on the negative influences of Yishmael. Hagar and her son were dispelled from their house. Unfortunately, the provisions of water was not enough. Their canteen in the middle of the desert became bone dry. And Hagar realized that her son would soon die of thirst. Vatelach vateshev lo mineged. She went and sat herself down far away from her son. Ki amra al ereb mosi yolad. She couldn't bear to watch her son die. Vateshev mineged vatisras kol avatevch. All she could do was to raise her voice in a bitter, bitter cry. Only a few verses later, the Torah tells us, "Vayivkach Elokim es eineha." Then God opened her eyes, "Vateira be'er mayim," and she perceived a well of water. V'telech v'timali asachem esmayim. She went to this water and filled up the canteen and provided enough for her son, for Yishmael to live. One could look at this story and say, it was a miracle. A nace happened that this water was just occurred and out of nowhere, out of thin air. I believe that the instrument of her salvation, Hagar's salvation, was always there. It was always there available for her. This water, the whole time, she just couldn't see. We then find in tomorrow's reading the story of Avraham and Yitzchak, but a tremendous test of the Akedas Yitzchak. However, the Medrash states that in fact there were other people that came along on this faithful journey. There were two lads to Na'arim. And when they reached the mountain where the Akedah would take place, says the Medrash, Omer le Avraham le Yitzchak, that Avraham turned to his son and asked him, Mata roa, what do you see? Omer le Yitzchak said, I'll tell you what I see, father. And he roa har noa meshuvach, I saw a beautiful mountain, the Anan Kashalov, and I see clouds hovering over it. This is a very special place. Says the Medrash that Avram asked the same question. Amrulay Avram Lenarav to the lads, and he asked, Ma'atem Roim, what do you see? And they turned to Avram in a strange way, perplexed. Ein Anu Roim Elamid Boris. We see nothing here except vastness, worthless land, a wilderness of emptiness. Certainly, Yitzchak and the two Na'arim were looking at the exact same place. However, when a Yitzchak looks at something, he could look at the beauty and say, this is a har noa meshubach. Look how beautiful this creation is. Yet another person could look at that same thing and say, it's nothing but a midbar. It's a wilderness. It's a wasteland. It all depends on whose eyes are seeing. Finally, we have the story of the Akedah itself. Avraham Avinu, passing this final test, taking his beloved son Yitzchak, willing to give up his life. And we can only imagine the situation. He has the knife over his head. However, he said, Al tishlach yadcha lanar, don't touch that child. I see you've passed the test. And immediately afterwards, Vayisa Avram es Einav, that Avram lifted up his eyes, V'yar, V'hini ayil achar nechaz v'svach v'karnav. What did he see? He saw a ram caught by thorns. Avraham was so focused on his task that the ayil, the ram, that was always there, the salvation that would be Tachas Yitzchak instead of his son, he never saw it. He couldn't see, just like the two Na'arim could not see, just like Hagar could not see. I believe this is a very important message, a message for Rosh Hashanah, and really a message that we should carry with us all year round. See, we're often very busy. We're busy searching for happiness. So many of us here, college students, they take off a year and they go backpacking through Europe. And why do they do this? So they can, quote, find themselves and try to find true happiness. The truth is, we already have the tools. We have the instruments in front of us to already be mesamech b'chelko, to be happy with our lot. Henry David Thoreau, in his journal in 1838, once said a very powerful message. He said that man is the artificer of his own happiness. The bracha of simcha, of enjoying and loving and appreciating life, is here. It's before us. It's in front of us. We only need to open up our eyes and see it. However, Avraham, his eyes were closed. And so were the eyes of Hagar. Says the Medrash, Omer Rabin Yamin, Hakol Becheska Sumin, Ad Shekodesh Baruch Hu Mer Eseinehem. Incredible. We are all considered blind. We hide our eyes from the truth. We hide our eyes from being content and happy with our lives. It's only Hashem, with His help, causes our eyes to be opened. Says the Baal Chidushi Harim, Reiv Lama Mikan, you can see and learn a very important message from here. Kol Mashenisrach Lol Adam, anything in this world that you need, where is it? How do you get it? It's so far. No, it's not. Says the Chidush Yarim, Omed Muchan Lefanov, it's already standing and prepared in front of you. Sarach Rak Shiyizke HaAdam Vashem Yifkach HaSeinav. All we need to do is turn to Hashem and say, God help me, that I should be able to open up my eyes and see the bracha, see the blessing of this world, the world that we have. Vayira as Asher Omed Lefanav, that I should be able to see what's standing before me. We constantly are seeking brachos, blessings, fulfillment, redemption. We look at our lives, at our families, our friends, our community, and sometimes, like in the story with this rabbinical student, all you see is a blank piece of paper. You see nothing of any value in front of you. Instead, we must be like that rabbinical student. That if you open up your eyes, you can look at a blank page and you can see the entire world. You can see the heavens and the earth. May Hashem give us the ability to see the wonderful brachos that we have, both on a personal level and on a communal level. By doing so, we'll be guaranteeing for ourselves a Shana Tova Musuka, a very good and sweet new year. Good Yom Tov.